So, we're in the final week of our series called How to Ruin Your Life. So, hopefully next week we can start talking about how to make it better. So, tonight's title, Seven Signs, It's Time to Say Bye to Bay. All right, so, what do you mean what? Seven Signs, It's Time to Say Bye-Bye to Bay. Do we need to explain Bay? No, I'm good. All right, so essentially tonight, we're going to talk about how to date somebody in the most godly and effective way. Now, I get it. Some of you, if you're in middle school, you're like, this doesn't apply to me. I don't have to worry about this. Okay? The Bible's pretty clear about having these conversations at a young age. Okay? The entire book of Proverbs is a conversation between a father and a son. He's like, look, I want you to understand this now, because if you get it now, then it won't be a problem later on, okay? How many of you, by a show of hands, actually would say right now, by the time I'm 27, I want to be divorced? Pretty much what I thought. So, we have to begin to think about this stuff. So, it's like if we don't want to be divorced, we've got to begin to plan how marriage is going to work, okay? So, no, I'm not talking about sex. So y'all can all just like put that out of your minds, okay? It's not going to happen, not tonight. We'll do that later. That crazy awkward talk that everybody hates. So, the first one, okay? First way to ruin your life, date somebody your parents hate. Pretty simple, okay? Last week, we talked about honoring your parents. We should pay attention to their wisdom. They're a little smarter than you. They've done this a time or two. They've got some wisdom. So if your parents hate them, probably time to say bye to Bay. All right? Now, I get it. Some of you are like, but my parents are just crazy ogres, and they hate me and everybody around me. Yeah, maybe, but probably not. Okay? Realistically, it's one of two things. Either, first of all, your parents probably dated somebody like that, and they're like, I see where this is headed. I know what's going to happen. Or B, your parents probably were that person, and they're like, I know what this is going on. Like, let me make you this promise. If Karis ever brings home a guy like me, I'm going to kill him before he gets in the door. Straight up. Like, if she dates a guy like me, it's game over. Okay? So, parents have the ability to see some of this stuff, again, because they've got experience, which creates... Oh, at least one person was paying attention. Okay? So, again, Bible taught us it's important to value our parents' judgment. Okay? Maybe they are just being mean. Even still, it will probably wind up better for you in the first place, or in the end. All right? Second one, you're dating somebody with no future. This seems like kind of a no-brainer, maybe. Now, for some of y'all, you're like, wait, what if they don't have a college picked out? Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Some seniors don't have their college picked out yet. It's not where we're headed. I'm talking about someone that isn't even considering their future whatsoever. Like if you ask them, hey, have you ever thought about what you want to do when you grow up? No. Okay. Do you know where you want to live? No. Do you want to go to college? I don't know. Do you plan on living in your parents' basement? I don't know. Okay. Okay, red flags ought to start going up like crazy, okay? So, somebody that, like, doesn't do their homework, somebody that doesn't excel in whatever activities they're in, so if, like, you sign up for, like, football and you're totally okay riding the bench, probably not somebody you want to be dating, okay? Somebody that won't respond back to you. Like, if you send them a text and it's, like, 12 hours, you're like, because they're too busy playing, like, Fortnite or something. Okay? So go to Proverbs 10:26. You don't even have your Bible open, and you don't have your phone in front of you. There is no way you're there yet. Nice try. Oh, dang. One of them. Yeah, open in the middle. You'll either get to Psalms or Proverbs. If you hit Psalms, go left. If you hit Proverbs, find it. 10:26. All right, Hannah, read it. Yeah, How'd that work out for you? Lazy people irritate their employers like vinegar to the teeth or smoke to the eyes. Okay? So, if we remove the word employer and put, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, bae, spouse, thing, whatever verbiage you want to put in there, okay? That sounds like a pretty amazing date, right? Okay, at least one person says no, so we're going to go with that, okay? So if you're seriously trying to work super hard just to get somebody to actually, like, put some effort into the relationship, probably not somebody you want to keep around, all right? Number three, everybody's going to love this one. You're dating somebody with no boundaries. Okay? So, we get it. Here's the stupid youth pastor talking about the sex thing again. Okay, I'm going to put it out there. Real quick, over and done with. When you're dating, sex is off the table, period. End of story. It's just that simple. It's a big deal in God's eyes. He designed it to be inside marriage. Done. Okay? Good. So, biblical purity isn't just about sex. You can find somebody, meet them, date them, break up with them, still be a virgin, and still be not pure. What goes on in your head and in your heart determines your purity, not necessarily what you do with your body. Okay? Biblical purity isn't always how far is too far. It's about what you're saving for your spouse. Okay, because realistically, one day, you're going to have to, like, sit down and have this super awkward conversation. It goes about like this. How many people have you kissed? Two. And then you've got the other person, it's like, 12. And so then, like, one person's mad. So it's like, well, how many people did you make out with? 5. Ha, I only did 2. And it's like, well, how many people did you say I love you to? None. How many people did you have sex with? And then everybody just goes like this. Super duper awkward. Okay? What everybody's trying to figure out at that point is, what'd you leave for me? Did you turn around and give every single part of yourself, everything you had to give to somebody else? Or did you save anything for me? Now, I get it. Like, you're young, so you're not thinking about that stuff. But my dear little wife was not very happy when we had that conversation. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, moving on. Next one. So, boundaries inside relationship. Okay? You're going to hate the first one. Okay? Ask your parents. I know everybody's like, shut up. Seriously. They have your best interests at heart. Let them help you set your boundaries. Now, I'm there. Some of you, they're like, my parents are going to tell me I can't get within 150 feet of a boy. That's my rule too. Okay? I get it. So some of us are crazy. The rest of you, your parents will say something like, it's cool if you hold hands. Okay? Maybe you can kiss. Maybe not. Okay? I'm just saying, they're wise about it. And here's the reality of the picture. Like, most of you think your parents are totally nuts, okay? They're most of the time realists, and they get it. Like, if I tell you that you can't kiss them, that's not real. Like, you're not going to do that, okay? They know how they were. But they're also trying to save you from stuff. Okay, again, that whole experience makes wisdom thing. Okay, so the second one. Here's a big one. You're not going to like this one either, okay? Let God's Word and the Holy Spirit guide you. Aaron, how do we find out what the Bible says about dating boundaries? Well, a good start would be to read the book. Okay? Try 1 Timothy 2:22. Right. Like, way right. It's in like the back 11 twelfths of the book. Oh. 1 Timothy 2:22. Sorry, 2 Timothy. I can't read. I did say 1 Timothy. I can't read. Okay, my text is too small. Let me blow this up real quick so I can see what's going on up here. Hey, there we go. Dang, y'all so excited to read that, it's almost like you either are living it or needed to hear it. So, read the first part again. All right, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. What's lust? Looking and you want it. Real simple. You're like watching the TV and like that ad comes on. Like Victoria's Secret. I have no idea who that is. Whatever it is. Okay? So, like, you're watching it and you're like, wonder what they look like with their clothes off.
No, you don't.
All right. But that's what it's saying. If you never think that through, then it's harder to act on it. So, run from anything that stimulates it. So, like, the more of your clothes that cover you up, the less your boyfriend, girlfriend thing has to sit there and imagine. Because it just happens. Like, girls, I get it. Y'all are tired of hearing this thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. The shorter your shorts are, the more we're thinking about your butt. Just putting it out there. Okay? So, moving on, because we're not going to talk about that anymore, because you're all sitting here thinking about people's butts now. Okay? So, stop it. So, number three, set boundaries on never being alone. What? So, let me ask you this question. Okay? What would y'all do if, like, Emily and I started making out on the floor right there? All right. Any other questions? I'm just saying. So, you're not going to sit and, like, make out with people or do other things in public. If you are, you need help. So, if you're always with people, it's harder to do stupid stuff. No, okay. I'm totally, yeah. Nobody gets it. All right. So, I know I'm right. It's because I'm older and I have experience, meaning wisdom. So, number four, you're dating somebody that mistreats you. Yeah. Really shouldn't have to say this one. Really shouldn't have to lay it out there. If somebody's treating you like crap, time to go bye-bye. Okay? So, if your boyfriend or girlfriend's like running around kissing other people, okay? If they don't honor you as a person, mouth cancer. So, here's the deal. The desire is not the problem. God created us to desire each other. He made Adam and Eve like a matching set. Okay? So, wanting to date people, it's not a problem. Okay? Go to Matthew 19. Really? I didn't think so. Yeah. So, like, if every time you turn around, word, 5-6. 5 and 6. So here's the relationship Jesus is talking about, and it's seriously perfect. Like, have you got a friend that when y'all start having a conversation, like, you finish each other's sentences?
No.
Okay, you should. So we talked about this like 2 weeks ago, okay? Or people that, you know how when you get around people or you have a friend that'll get around somebody and you watch their personality shift to the people they're hanging out with? Yeah. That's how we should be around our spouse, okay? Like, we should be as one person, okay? Like, our goal should be like that crazy, perfect power couple that everybody talks about, okay? So, like, whatever the movie thing is where you've got, like, the, you know, name mush thing that y'all do with, like, their first names and they put them together. Whatever it is. I'm just saying, like, when they put the names together and they make, like, yeah. So, that's what we should go for. Okay, that should be our goal. If you don't want that, like if you seriously don't want to be that close to somebody, then you're pretty much a heartless robot and you need therapy. Okay? And you probably should raise your hand saying, I want to be divorced at 27. Okay, we're going to talk after class. So, now. Yeah, so if I get it right now, like you're sitting here saying, I'm not married. This doesn't apply to me. You're right. But if dating is the game and marriage is winning, wouldn't we want to practice how we play? All right. No. So, note to self, Ivy has no desire to practice for marriage like she wants to play it. Okay. All right. So, if you're a guy, okay? Guys in the room, all eyes, okay? You need to find somebody that is worth pursuing for the rest of your life. Like, literally every day trying to find out how to love her more than you did the next day. Okay? Girls, you need to find a guy that you can try and outdo him every single day. Now, girls, go to Proverbs 24:1. I know. I told you. This series, it's like 24:1. Go for it. Read it. All right. Don't desire evil people or desire to be with them. Here, I got a better one. Troy, read it in the ESV. Girls, pay attention. Oh, you weren't there. Sorry. Oh, girls, stay away from evil men. Yes. Okay. Guys, okay. Here you go. Is this girl that you're dating somebody's daughter? Yes. Okay. Ethan, we've had this conversation. Tell the group what happens if somebody hurts my daughter. Don't go into detail, okay? Give me like the 3-second version, not the... No. Okay. Okay. So, here's what I want you to understand. The girl is somebody's daughter, and her daddy is not going to be happy if you do something dumb. Let me one-up it. She's a daughter of the King of Kings, and she deserves to be treated like it. Because, pretty much. So, whatever I would do to somebody that mistreats my daughter... Can you imagine what the King of Kings is going to do with unlimited resources? Like, I'm stuck to the guns that I have. He has a whole lot more. Like, Home Skillet got lightning bolts and stuff. I'm just saying. Okay? Start to view them as a daughter of the king and see if it doesn't change the way you act. Okay? Number five, you're dating without a Q-tip. What? Yeah, I get it, okay? Not the hygiene thing. Q-tip is an acronym. Quit taking it personally. Okay? It's a way of life that we choose. It's said another way called don't sweat the small stuff. Like, if you're sitting there throwing a temper tantrum because you got left on red, chill out. Life goes on. You know how I know this? Troy, what's it mean to get left on red? And his life still goes on. It's not that big of a deal. Okay? Go to Song of Solomon 2:15. Song of Solomon. Okay? The patterns we set up now will impact our marriage in the future. If we decide now not to let the little stuff bother us, it will make marriage easier. Okay? Song of Solomon, 2:15. Flip to the middle. There's Psalms, Proverbs. Right there. Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, same difference. Go. Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, whatever. Same book. 2:15. Ready. Go. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Big. It's not Ecclesiastes. Yes. 2:15. Go. All right, so everybody's going, Aaron, what the heck are you talking about foxes for? Right, so here's how this works. In the Old Testament, foxes were like a massive pain. So the foxes would show up and they'd eat all the stuff off of the vines. So the farmers decided, we got an idea, we're going to build fences, okay? So the big foxes not showing up. The little foxes, on the other hand, would either squeeze through the fence or dig under it. Now, if you've got a vine, okay, it's got fruit hanging off of it, a big fox eats the fruit off the vine and leaves. Not a deal, the vine's still there, you're good. A little fox looks at it and says, hey, I can't get to the fruit. You know what I can do, though? I can chew the whole vine down and then get to all the fruit. So what is this saying, okay? Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom, okay? We're always looking out to stop the big problems in relationships, and we ignore the little ones. And they're the ones that normally end up killing things. Okay? Stop taking things so personally. Stop worrying about it so much. Okay? The fact that the toilet paper is on upside down is not the end of the world. It will be okay. Okay? 8 years later, I'm still trying to get Emily to flip the toilet paper over. We haven't got a divorce yet. Huh? It's not that big of a deal. Okay? I'm going to hear that for like the next 3 weeks, by the way, guys. I'm like, Emily, can we really turn toilet paper over? It's not that big of a deal. There you go. So, number five, you're dating for experience. This is the person that's dating because everybody else is dating. Okay? Now, I get it. Oh, it's not a big deal. I'm not doing anything. Here's what I want you to do. Remember that really awkward conversation that you get to have when you get married? Okay, imagine this one. So how many people have you dated? 14? Awesome. Okay, tell me about them. Well, these three I just dated for experience. Really? Yes, it's just as stupid as it sounds. Okay, Ecclesiastes 3:1. That's like literally just to the left of where we just were if you still have your Bible open. Hey. Ready to go. There's a whole lot of people saying word and not a lot of people reading. Ivy, go. Go. There's an occasion for everything and a time for everything under heaven. So what does that mean? There is a time and a season to start dating. You know when it is?
Spring.
Spring. No. When you're ready to look for a future spouse, if you're not ready to get married, you're not ready to start dating. It's not doing you any good. If you don't start dating until you're ready to get married, it'll save you a ton of heartbreak. Like, can you imagine how many, like, stupid breakups you sit in your room and cry over for days on end you could avoid if you didn't actually date until you're ready to get married? So, number six, it's kind of a piggyback on the second, on the last one. You're dating to feel complete. Okay? I know people that flat out, every time I turn around, they're in a relationship. All the time. If you ask them, hey, do you like this person? Eh. So break up with him? I don't want to. Like, they have to have a person to feel valued. Okay? Again, God wants us to have relationships. He's wired us this way. Adam and Eve's relationship was perfect. The problem is we view relationships as a two-person thing. It's a three-person thing. Okay? When we take God out of the picture, nothing can happen. If you can't be complete, just you and God, you will never be complete inside a relationship. If you need that person to make you feel valuable, to make you feel important, to make you feel worthful, it will never work. Go ahead, raise your hand. I'll be divorced by 27. We can have a conversation after class too. So, when God is in the mix inside of a relationship, it just works. It's a whole lot easier to not take things personally when God's in the middle of stuff. It's a whole lot easier to fight when God's in the middle of stuff. It's a whole lot easier to make decisions when God's in the middle of things. Go to Proverbs 13:12. Ready to go. If we continue to put all of our hope in something that was created, it's going to make the heart sick. Our hope needs to be in the Creator, not the created. We were never meant to be fulfilled by something from this earth. Okay? I love my wife dearly, and she does not complete me. She never can. She never will. And when I try to rely on that, I'm doomed. So, who here wants a great dating relationship and marriage? I'm going to tell you how right now. Literally, without question, one step. Okay? Who wants a great relationship from here forward? Really? Like three? The rest of y'all are like, I'm just good being single. It's cool. Got it. Okay. Matthew 6:33. If you don't want a good relationship, whatever. I can't help you. Well, you still need patience in because at some point, this will apply. 6:33. Matthew 6:33. Hey. You be nice. Be nice. 6:33. 6:33. Matthew 6:33. Wait. All right. Go, Troy. Wait. What things? All. If you want a good relationship, if you want a good marriage, seek God first, and He'll give these things to you. Pretty simple, huh? I fall asleep. Huh? Yeah. I'm sleepy. Like I said, dating's not wrong. There's a time and a season. Most of you, you're not there yet, okay? Because how old do you have to be in Texas to get married? 18. Okay? So, right now, unless your parents say, yes, it's okay for them to get married, which I don't think any of y'all's are doing, you can't even get married for like another 2 to 5 years. At that point, hey, if you're actually ready to get married, you want a date, go for it. For now, find your completeness and your wholeness in God. Seek Him first and watch that perfect person show up. Okay? You've heard me say it before. If you haven't, it's your first time here, great. You get to hear it again. I found Emily when I stopped dating. Legitimately, I was like, I'm just done. I was like, I quit. I fail. Women suck. And then she showed up. Okay? Seek God. Seek Him first. The rest of it will show up. Okay? When you sit down, like inside a relationship, you're like, hey, honey, I was reading this thing in the Bible today, and she's like, what the heck did you just say to me? Red flags. If she seeks God and you seek God, if you're both walking the same path, it's kind of like at some point, guess what? You wind up on the same path. All right? Simple, easy. 7 steps. Time to say bye-bye to bae. All right, you are dismissed to small groups.